And so she thought she had him talked into it. Well, I really think she did. But we passed up some stuff real, and they come forth with an old will that Dad hadn't destroyed. And it said something about heirs or something in it. Well, anyway, the next morning, or next day when Hiram and Eris got there, there wasn't a thing left in the desk. Even Grandfather Belknap, Gilbert Belknap's journal was gone. And boxes upstairs in this turret place that you now could see Hiram Belknap on. Everything was gone. Everything.
We had a chance we'd done the same thing, but we're just not that kind
of
people.
That was Marion and Flora?
Well, we decided it was Flora, for sure. But see, you have to prove things, don't you?
Right.
And of course, we knew just who it would be. But anyway, years later, afterwards, Annie Flinton, then she's one of Aunt Mary Lowe's daughters. She said that I hope. Your family isn't mad at me, because Flora had called her up and said there was a few things that she wanted her to help her to put on the train and to mail, you know, to Salt Lake for freight. And she came up and they piled her car with all this stuff. But we didn't know, and we couldn't prove it then because it was years later. So then at the cemetery, I met High. And what surprised me, Dad had made of his property, not his two homes, but it was property, and put it in a corporation, sort of. And I was picked as one of the directors. And I was surprised because I was so much younger than everybody else. And there was High, and there was Marion and Flora.
They were all old enough to be our parents. Our half-brothers and sisters.
Anyway, Dad had had that, and Har stopped me at the cemetery. We were putting flowers. This was sometime a little later. And he said, would you agree to this and that? I said, if the rest will, that is agreeable, because it was apportioned, you know, evenly. And we could have it over in, what, 3 or 4 months you have to advertise it and stuff? Well, in the meantime, Flora wouldn't sign up. And she kept at it so long that Marion wouldn't sign up. So anyway, it went on, and we came back to Eris's house, and from what they found and what was there, he said, we won't have a leg to stand on. They got it. All of it. They will. But Flora, you see, people are greedy. They overstep their bounds. So, when Christiane knew she was going to die, had a feeling, she asked High to go and make the deed, you know, for the house on 2149, you know, to her children. And he didn't get it done before she died. He didn't believe her. Because she died, I think, the next day.
Oh.
And anyway, somewhere in, the taxes come due. And one day, you know, Dad looked at all the delinquent taxes, so published them and whose and stuff, and there was his house at 2149 Madsen, delinquent in taxes, and Dad never let anything like that go. And so he looked into it, and Flora had made a deed of that place back to Dad, so he would have to pay the taxes. And Dad didn't know about it until he saw this delinquent notice in the paper. So he checked on the deed, and here was one of his dear friends, H.H. Goddard, notarized it. So he went to him. Yes, Flora brought to me and said, you know Father's signature. Dad and he worked in the high priest coroner's state together. And he, Goddard was also a polygamist, and he was living with his second family at that time. But anyway, he said he was the one that notarized it. So from then on till Dad died, which wasn't too many years, that house was on the other side of the fence. And they wanted that home because they had lived in it.
2149.
Yeah. But now they didn't have a chance. And Eric, when we come back and talked about it, that was the only thing that they had to start with. They wanted that house so bad. We weren't to have anything that was theirs.
Byron and I didn't get hardly a thing.
Well, because Dad didn't have it at the time. And of course, Byron didn't get married until after Dad had died. But.
So it actually took many years to settle your father's estate.
Well, we were 2 years. We could have had it done in 3 or 4 months, anyway. Because I know when I did what was partly Glenn's up in Idaho, it's a different deal. Half belongs to each spouse. Mm-hmm. And whoever dies, the other half
gets everything.
Yes. But you do have to take inventory and put it out. And if there's anything to pay on it, you have to pay the spouse's side. But yours you can keep. But here, she's different. You got to have your names on them. So they kept it up, one thing or another. They went to court. And Eris, of course, was Weaver County Treasurer.
The other family brought suit against?
Well, they wanted the records. They said Della had the records, see. Because Dad had padlocked the trunk, so they couldn't get in either.
But they had already taken all these records to Salt Lake.
The stuff in the trunk.
Okay.
The present things they were working on and all that information was all in this trunk up in Della's room.
Uh-huh.
And Dad put a big padlock on it. And they couldn't get into it. That hurt their feelings. Della's got the records, see? So they put a suit. Hmm. And anyway, they said it. Evidently they put the other names on Della, but Eris decided they wouldn't let Della go. But he and Vaughn took it up and they went to the courthouses before a different judge, because I was judge, you see, at that time, city judge. And anyway, Eris came up for, you know, renewal of his job again.
The county treasurer.
Yeah, for the county treasurer. And Flora went to him and she said, am I going to blackball you? I'm going to put it in all the papers. And she went and got attorneys, several of them, that would sign papers that would help her and put it in and tell what center you are and stuff.
Poor bishop he made. She's like, knock on doors. I'll go around knocking doors and tell people not to vote for you.
Poor bishop. So Era said, you do, Flora, and I'll have you put away where you belong, because she was a little getting shady that way.
Huh. In the loony bin.
Said so. Well, that would be Provo at that time.
Uh-huh. That's where.
Anyway.
So she didn't do it.
No, that stopped her. And then they weren't supposed to give anybody any money until they get things settled and which way to put it and stuff. But Eris found out that I was paying Flora some money on the side out of Dad's estate.
Hmm.
And there were some other few panky things. So Eris told these gals, one more thing like this, and I will petition for Hyde to be disbarred.
Hmm.
So they kind of quit that for a bit. But for 2 years, Eris and Volney and Della especially went through hell because of their family. What they told them and what they wrote them, and even sent to the genealogical library, the Belknap stuff, and on the side, Flora had gone in while she could look at him, you know, and written there how terrible two bishops, Mormon bishops we had, our family, and all kinds of things, and she even sent some of it to the Lansing, Michigan Library.
And it's still there.
I guess it is, probably, unless they pulled it out.
And Dell told Arison Vaughn about it, we'll have it taken out, but I don't think they ever did.
Well, anyway, Earl didn't quite believe it, so he goes to the genealogical library here in Salt Lake, and he read it. Then he was incensed to think that they were. So I'll tell you,